Modern science describes a personality determined by genetics and environmental factors. How do you see them compatible with reincarnation?
We call the level of grosser mind the human mind. This level of mind, the grosser level of mind, which is dependent on the human brain or human physical body, is very much related to genetic formation. Here, one must understand that modern science is able to provide lots of explanations, and very convincing ones, through these genetic systems. But there are many gray areas, things they have failed to explain, and these are still being investigated. The nature of the very subtle level of the mind, or positive factors that are at a very subtle level, are natural states of mind. These cannot be explained easily and require detailed explanation or a subtler level of explanation. But generally speaking, all those activities, all those attitudes created by negative emotions are not meritorious. They are negative. When we talk about the negative afflicted emotions, we are talking about those levels of mind and those attitudes which, when they arise, disturb our peace, leave our whole being completely disturbed and make us uneasy. When hatred, jealousy, and extreme kinds of greed develop, at that moment you can never have peace of mind. On the other hand, with strong karuna or compassion, you may have a feeling of uneasiness when you see others suffering, but you have developed that voluntarily and with reason. Therefore, you accept it and the calmness remains underneath. All activities and attitudes that are cultivated through negative afflicted emotions are negative deeds. Then there are attitudes that are virtuous motivations or actions, because they lead to karma and to the achievement of a positive, higher rebirth.